up through the policy of disconnection or when, you know, actual human rights abuses take place, that's something that shouldn't be part of any philosophy. And that's, I feel very, very passionate about that.
Lee, you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I have a question about how you came to be at the Golden Era facility.
I was in the Sea Organization, and as Sea Org members, you know, they basically have to go anywhere they're told to go. And I was told, you're going to the international headquarters, and I had to go there. That's where I went, and that's where I worked. And I was I worked in production. I made movies. I made films. I made DVDs, CDs. You know, I was a manager of their production facility there. So that's what I did.
And the rest is in Blown for Good, Behind the Iron Curtain of Scientology, Mark Headley. Sorry to strand as many people as we did on the phone. I know that there were many more people that wanted to get involved in the conversation, and we gave a lot of time to Jason, in all fairness. So my apologies for those who've been waiting for 45 minutes or so to get on the air. Maybe we'll do this again sometime. Mark Headley, thank you for your time and your candor, and wish you the best of luck. Being followed, Mark?
Yeah, actually, I get followed every once in a while.
All right.
I have the tinfoil hat on, but, you know, whatever.
That's where we'll leave it for now. Maybe we'll come back to that. Deus Tiamat, and I do too. Thank you.